This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
I'm so proud of him. You know, he's come close a few times. Let's not forget the Tingle Creek about a year and a bit ago. And he really totally deserves this race. This is the first time, probably since he won the Grade 1 at Aintree as a novice, that he's had his ground. And he just shows what he can do on the ground. That's all you needed to know was the ground.
Absolutely. That's pivotal to him. And also pivotal here today, I think, was the ride that Noel Feely gave him.
Amazing ride. Now, Noel's ridden him, I'm sorry, I don't know the exact number, but he's ridden him a few times now. He really knows him. He's a beautiful horseman. There's no one like him in terms of his sensitivity. He calmed him down going down to the start. The horse was a bit alive, but he was fabulous and just gave him such a lovely, lovely, lovely ride. So I couldn't be more thankful to him.
You must have really enjoyed watching it because he was alone on the lead, and that must have been exactly what Noel wanted.
It was exactly, and it's again the first time since he's had, at one point I think he was 6 lengths ahead fairly early on in the race, but he hasn't been able to get away on that slower ground as he was able to today. So my only fear was, again, you know, coming up the hill, you know, and trying to hang on, and he did, so it was great.
Are you giving it some?
Oh yeah. And a lot of four-letter words in the process, I'm afraid, but there we go. I'm a very enthusiastic owner.
It's just a fantastic performance for him because he's so game. Did you still believe that he still had it? Because me included, I love the horse, but I was worrying that he was no longer the force of old.
I never lost faith in him, to be honest with you, because I know exactly what he can do. I knew that all he needed was this sort of ground. I had complete faith in the jockey and the trainer and the stable staff. Where he goes on holiday, the person who looks after him does an amazing job. So I, boringly to others, I never lost faith, and in fact would be insulted that other people couldn't see what I could see.
How does it feel? You've won the champion chase.
I say it's an incredible feeling. This is my sixth runner in the champion chase, him four, and I had another horse who ran twice, River City, who'd come third once. So it's an amazing feeling to actually be here and walk in here and be interviewed by you lovely people. It's amazing. I love it.
Is this the race for you? When I was growing up, it always was for me.
Well, when I was younger, I thought the Grand National was, but once I started owning horses, I realized 2 miles is about all my nerves can take, and even that's stretching it. I'm not very good. So for me, absolutely, you're right. This is the race. It absolutely is.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.